Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Got them coming.
You got them coming? Got them coming. They're right there.
Boy, that was quick.
They got in here. Clint got his... He got it all right there. He got a little corn, potato.
Special sauce. Typically not a sauce guy with my crawfish, but I'll give it a shot. I trust you.
It's on the side here.
I trust you.
What'd you get, 3 pounds?
I think that's just two. We're
building up.
My in-show poundage is two. It's my limit, man. I got to be able to knock it out in the break. It's actually three.
That's on purpose.
But they suggested
Tyler,
right? Two.
There's no way his end game poundage. That's on purpose. All right, that's got you.
I mean, it came out naturally last week, and I thought it sounded so really good, so I thought I'd stick with it.
Yeah,
natural pounding.
I can't get on the same level of that fellow that's got that Houndem and Poundem.
Houndem and Poundem. Jim Adler, Hammer.
I can't get on that one, but I don't think it's Jim. I think you just combined two different.
Did I say
attorneys.
Jim Adler? What did I say?
The Texas Hammer, but I think it's actually
what's his name?
It's Dick. It's Dick.
Get Dick. Yeah.
I'll hound him and pound him.
Yeah,
no.
You're right. That ain't Jimmy. Ooh. You're right.
Yeah. Bottom line is, ain't neither one of them Mo Karam injury lawyers, so it don't matter. But you know where I was going with it.
You said hound him and pound him, and then old Jamie's over there snickering at you as soon as you said it right there. You know, she's hanging him and banging him too right now. So come on out here. But again, Clint, he's got a quick 2 pounds. But listen. You get up here.
They pass the eye test.
They do, don't they? I see the little season on there.
Here's the deal. It's they got to be. It's got to be between kind of mid to large, right? These are probably large, I would guess. But I like them to be mid to large because if the shell gets too dark, it'll tear your fingers up and you can't suck the head the way you're supposed to suck the head, right? So the size, the color. It doesn't seem like they're not real wet. I prefer the traditional. I'll call it traditional way of bull and crawfish. They're not real wet. What I love about them too, they're not overloaded. So your poundage is not overloaded with potatoes and corn. And
it's gotta optimize the poundage,
Tyler. You do. It is very important, right? And the sauce is. It's sexy, so I'll try it. If I'm gonna be honest with you, if it thickens up or something, I'm probably not gonna give it a shot. But it looks like it's butter and maybe some lemon lime.
I love dipping in.
Maybe
that.
A little either Louisiana or Tabasco.
Just
butter and hot
sauce.
Right there you
there.
Go. I mean, let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah, not playing around with a little butter and hot sauce.
That's what it looks like. Butter and hot sauce.
There it is. That looks good.
Come on, baby.
I tell you, Lauren loves to dip it in her little butter.
She likes hot sauce.
I don't know if she likes the hot sauce, but she likes to sit right there and have me open them up and then put them in her little bowl, and she just likes to go to work.
It's going
to
be a tough segment for me.
Yeah, I know it.
It's going to be a tough segment. I got 13 more minutes, and I got to stare at these things.
I was going to say, it's a long one, too. Mm. But get on out here. By the way, all this he's breaking down, if you're just listening, again, we are here in Katy at Stars Sports Bar and Grill, and you can get these very – bugs that he's talking about, got the corn, got the potato in there as well, $30 all you can eat all day long, all day until close, $30 all you can eat. So bring gas. It's just that simple. Bring gas. My man Russell, he didn't came out here. You might as well get you some.
Attack
Russell.
That ass.
That's all right. Shout out to Russell. Russell said he was a part of the ones who helped build NRG Stadium. I see you out there, Russell. Come on out here.
Hey, I don't know if you still got it in your bag, Russ, but get ready because they're going to need some upgrades coming around the corner.
They're
going to spend some money to upgrade NRG. I hope you still got your hammer and nails, brother.
And 97 might be ready for you to come on out again. Get ready to lay them bricks again. So, but no, man, it's a good time to be ahead out here. All right, Clint, I wanted to get into this. It's 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can jump in as well. Listen, I think we fairly have questions about the offense, right? I think especially the offensive line, after everything you saw what happened last year and what they brought in as reinforcements, there are very fair questions to have for this offense. But I think most everybody is, at worst, extremely confident on what this defense can be. We've talked about it, top five, it feels like, top 10 at the absolute worst, the way this defense looks. But, Clint, I think the way we can really tell about how good a defense is against what do you do against the top offenses. Right, this defense is going to smother the hell out of Cam Ward and the Titans. They're going to smother them. Probably going to do the same to Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson. Probably are going to give, teams like the Raiders hell. Probably even Sean Payton, the Broncos. They're going to smother teams that don't have, a lot of weapons and things. Like, you can look at it. Jacksonville, they probably will give them hell. Depending on what Hunter and Brian Thomas bring to the table. But you can see most of them. But it's those really good offenses, right, Clint? That's how you can tell how good a defense is. How do you fare against? Because it don't make no difference. Like, you can really have a defense look good if you give up 6 points to the Titans, but you give up 28 to the Ravens, or you give up 32 to the Ravens. How are they going to be? And I think the thought that I want to go is, how confident and how do you feel about this defense as they go up against the top offenses? And they have several, Clint, to look at this year. Would you put the Rams in that?
Absolutely.
The Rams there.
Yeah. Right out of the gate.
Hey,
yeah.
The Bucs, I know you maybe not think Tampa, but Tampa had the number 3 overall total offense last year. That's a group. And they added another receiver, the kid from Ohio State. They added him. The Ravens, of course, you know what they have done to you here recently. They put up 32, 31 easy on you last year. And then you got the Bills, who were the number one scoring offense in football last year. Obviously the Chiefs, who have obviously Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid. They are more healthy this year. I think the Chargers are a team. They've added to their running back room. They've added receivers. That's another group.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Confident are you that the Texans will be able to play really, really well against those top offenses?
Very confident.
Yeah.
Very confident. I love, obviously, we saw last year multiple times them be able to get after a quarterback, you know, that had been comfortable for the most part of the year, right? I mean, so the ability to get after the quarterback is one thing. The ability to do that and not have to bring additional helmets, to bring safeties, bring backers, bring nickel defenders, the ability to do that is there. We've seen it. Right now, what's beautiful, what I think is most beautiful about the stride that the Texans defense has made this year is when I look at their secondary, and I include their nickel defenders in that secondary, I love the options, right? Depending on what an offense is trying to throw at you from a personnel standpoint, you got guys that can cover tight ends, that can be physical and rush. And I'm talking about, again, in the secondary. I'm not talking about linebackers and D linemen. I'm talking the secondary. You got guys that are really, really good and have great instincts rushing the passer. You have guys that are long and have great instincts in playing zone defense. You got the ability to slide Kamari Lassiter in, or you can leave him outside and bring a third corner in. I think the kid they drafted out of USC this year is going to be a really, really good player, at least in that role. So you've got a nickel coverage package. You've got a nickel zone package. You've got a nickel pressure package. You've got depth at all positions. I think the secondary takes this defense to the next level. And the most important part about that is you're talking about guys that have the ability to show one look and then shift into something else, which is what you have to do against the experienced quarterbacks in this league. You can't show them a picture and then stay in that snap after snap after snap after snap. You've got to be able to move. You've got to be able to shift around. You've got to be able to change personnel. You've got to be able to give them different looks. We know D'Amico Ryans can do that. The question is will the Texans personnel ever get to a point where he has the ability to do it? And I think they are. They're there right now.
Yeah, you bring up the point, man. You can rush the passer the way they can. And we, as you said, we saw with D'Amico, hell, if he wants to, he can load up and bring pressure and bring blitzes. If we remember the number he did on Caleb Williams, which led CJ to have to let him know about things. The number he did on other quarterbacks where he just said, F it. I'm just going to bring the blitz to go along with guys. And not just bring the blitz to get linebackers or safeties in, but to bring the blitz. There are multiple times he brought blitzes with Petrie that allowed guys like Will and Daniil to get one-on-ones against guys that can't touch him. And that was the whole deal, was to get, you know, advantages and matchups, and he's been able to do that. But you marry their pass rush with what their potential could be in the secondary, and it is nasty. And Clint, this is the thing about this defense that if you're a Texans fan, you got to be excited as hell about, is they got a bunch of guys that have been good and are good currently that you get the feel just by experience and age that this is not the best that they're going to be, right? Like, we look and see Kamari Lassiter and you think, well, now he's the full year. He knows what training camp is. He knows it's his job. He's played a full year. He's got to have huge confidence. There's probably a step for him. There's probably – we saw Petrie in this defense get comfortable. There's maybe a step for him. The other kid in the back end that they got, the kid from USC whose name is just escaping, Kalen Bullock. There's got to be another step with him. Hell, Will. We saw Will make a jump. Another step. That's the other part, is they've got guys that you know are going to get better.
Yeah. Here's the interesting thing about Kamari Lassiter, because I think that's the key here, right? And this is not an effort for me to be right from my bold prediction last year at all. It's not. But I'm not sure that he's not good. That he, the best place for Kalen Bullock isn't inside at a nickel defender.
Lassiter,
Kamari Lassiter. Like, and I'm not saying that he's not good enough. Like last year, my thought was he's not good enough to be outside. He needs to be sheltered inside, right? He needs to be protected a bit inside.
You're saying that, now, from
I was
a playmaker
wrong on that
perspective.
Bingo. I'm talking about impacting the game, right? Like outside, there's D'Amico's going to, with the exception of obviously Stingley. Stingley's a guy that when you need him, he travels, he can do all that, right? Kamari Lassiter is going to be a guy that more times than not is going to be soft. He's not going to take a lot of risk in terms of undercutting. And I don't think it's by design. I think it's just D'Amico's defense, right? There's going to be some protection there. There's going to be maybe some passive play there. I'm not sure that him, as physical as he is, and the instincts that he has, is not able to impact the game in a much bigger way if they get him down there in the mix. Now, obviously, you got Jalen Petrie, but you're talking about two total different players. One's a coverage defender, and one is more of a rusher and a zone defender. So it's going to take both of them, but I'm not sure that he doesn't impact the game more from inside.
Yeah.
And so and you that option.
The Ravens game is a good reminder. He slid in, yeah. He forced a safety.
Well, you were kind of handcuffed last year because every time you tried to get Jeff Okuda or one of these dudes in the game, they got absolute torched, right? Yeah. So you don't have the ability to move him around. Now, if you've got the ability to move him around, you look at the Davante Adams touchdown with the Jets when he caught it over Jalen Petrie, right? You take that completely out of the mix. Now, I'm not saying Davante Adams doesn't beat Kamari Lassiter if he's pressed in the slot, but you've got a cover defender that can be in his hip pocket at least now. So you've got – there's just a – that is a – D'Amico's ability to do that this year is a game changer for this defense.
Text line coming in. The linebackers are going to be a liability in coverage. Christian Harris would certainly help that. E.J. Speed, I think, are guys that have a better chance at that. I can understand that when you get guys like Henry Toa Toa and Aziz locked up. To me, it's not even that. To me, the only thing that I would worry about is, we talked about how do they perform against these good teams, is when teams like the Ravens, teams like Buffalo, Kansas City did it to them,
yeah.
Especially in the first, is if they run the ball. And well, like that to me is the thing that could be the hurt for this team.
Well, but let's go back to the versatility now with the different personnel. Now, I'm assuming there's some guys that work out, and I mean, they may be flops, they may be in the same position. But like last year, like, I mean, we all knew, anybody that watches football knew that if you put Aziz Alshire against the Chiefs in zone coverage in the middle of the field, Kelsey's going to torch him.
Yeah.
Right? It may not be all game long, but Kelsey and Mahomes are eventually going to get him. Right? And their deal is most times, sometimes it takes three quarters, but they eventually get you and it puts you down two scores and the game's over. Right? The truth of the matter is last year, you didn't have many options. Your hands were tied. D'Amico's Injuries, hands were tied from a perspective of what do you do defensively. Right? This year, you can do things. Again, I'm talking about, like, put Kamari Lassiter inside and then play man and put him on Travis Kelce or put him on a tight end that's able to work the middle of the field better. And you have a much better chance than if Aziz Alshire is roaming center field. I mean, the texture's right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.